help our local business leaders understand what is attempting to be done with the economic challenge we're in, provide our community a collective voice in shaping present and future efforts in this regard, and lastly, we want to give our leadership, both business and political, encouragement to take this voice forward with some enlightened convictions.
A panel made up of bankers, business owners, economists, and others disagreed about whether one of the main goals of the TARP, to get banks to resume lending, had succeeded. Don DeFawcett is on the board of directors of Regions Bank.
One of the bubbles I'd like to pop today is the myth that commercial banks are doing no lending or are really restrained in lending. And that, to me, is a great fallacy and a great myth that is out there. In reality, commercial banks are doing more than their fair share. If you take a look, 30 years ago, commercial banks did 60% of all credit in the United States. Currently, commercial banks only do 30% of the credit in the U.S. What happened last fall wasn't commercial banks stopped lending. It was the rest of the credit markets dried up. Absolutely, the commercial paper market went dead, for example.
But the forum's moderator, Channel 8 news anchor Keith Kate, asked people in the audience if their business had difficulties obtaining loans from banks recently. About half raised their hands. Brian Smith is a managing partner with LCG Capital.
What went wrong with the first TARP program was that none of the money that was given to the banks was passed along to businesses out in the community. Unfortunately, the approach that the government took was very disorganized and disjointed, and it created as much fear in the system as it did confidence.
One banker suggested a cure for the collapsed real estate market that many economists accuse of causing the economic downfall. Jerry Campbell, chair and CEO of Home Bancorp, suggests giving homeowners long-term, low-interest loans.
We ought to use the agencies in place to make good mortgages to people at long-term, low fixed rates. I've recommended a 3% 50-year mortgage to be run through Freddie, Fannie, and Jenny, our best friends, and I believe that would break the logjam and turn the tide. As long as you have falling values, people are going to postpone decisions. They cannot refinance.
Mike Brannon is a former economist for the Treasury Department and for the John McCain presidential campaign. Brannon claims that as of last July, no one really thought we were in a recession yet. But by September, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson proposed the predecessor to the TARP.
I think it's one of these things you can say, well, it really wasn't a Republican or a Democratic idea. It was just kind of, my perspective is a seat-of-the-pants idea. No one really had any clue what was going on. No one had any clue what really needed to be done.
Dan Mitchell from the Libertarian Cato Institute predictably said the best thing the government could do is get out of the way, even if it's painful.
Capitalism without bankruptcy is like religion without hell. And I, for one, do not think it should be the job of government to try to prevent bankruptcies or, as Obama proposed today, to try to prevent foreclosures. We want people who touch a hot stove to burn their fingers, because when you burn your fingers, you're less likely to touch a hot stove in the future. In other words, we want people to learn the right lessons.
Of all the panelists, Mitchell got the most applause from the crowd of business people. Last summer, Governor Charlie Crist began a program called Accelerate Florida to begin work on projects that had been approved, but construction had not yet started. Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp says that the program, combined with the federal stimulus money, will help the state's economy.
And in the last 2 months alone, we've been able to push out the door $1.4 billion in road projects, which employs 39,000 people. So that infrastructure that we put in place to act quickly and get things out the door is going to help us a lot now that the federal stimulus package has been signed into law, because another $1.4 billion will come down to Florida. We'll probably need to get that out the door within 120 days. And that's going to be another 39,000 people in Florida that we will employ for road projects.
Florida's Republican Governor Crist is very supportive of the $789 billion federal stimulus package signed by President Barack Obama on Tuesday, even though only 3 Senate Republicans and no House Republicans voted for it. Crist has taken some heat from his party for that position, and Kottkamp supports the governor.
Well, our prime job is to serve the people of Florida, and you know, whatever the squabbles are in Washington, that's another world. But we've got to focus on the real, everyday issues facing Floridians, and obviously we have to balance the budget in Florida. And so we recognized that long ago it was decided that
you know, a stimulus package was going to pass. So our job was to make sure that Florida got its fair share and did everything we could to advocate for that. And that's what the governor's done and shown great leadership in doing it.
300 to 400 bankers, business people, and elected officials attended the forum organized by developer Don Phillips, a contributor to Republican candidates. WMNF located only two high-profile Democrats and asked them whether they were concerned that the only elected officials invited to speak were Republicans and that the audience seemed to lean toward the GOP. Former State Senator Les Miller, a Democrat, is running for Kevin White's seat on the Hillsborough County Commission.
Do we not have Democrats here? It is a concern. I do understand why some of them are not here, but at least you have elected officials here.
But Bay News 9 political analyst and former Tampa City Council member Bob Buckhorn, a Democrat, is not concerned about the imbalance.
I don't look at it that way. I mean, I think it's educational, and clearly some of the folks that put this on tend to lean Republican. They're pro-business, as we all should be. But more importantly, I think it's good for Democrats and Republicans to hear what the speakers are going to say. I mean, obviously, this TARP issue and the whole issue of President Obama's bailout, if you will, an investment package, is going to affect all of us. And we need to find a way to make it help Tampa Bay.